阿门。
阿门。
奉主耶稣基督圣名，早上在这边聚集敬拜天上的神，守安息日。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our Sabbath morning service.
我们来唱诗赞美神。
Let us all sing him to praise God.
381首。
381。
381首。
381。
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们一起为今天早上的聚会同心祷告。
Let us all pray in one accord for today morning service.
各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace be with you.
愿神恩惠与大家同在。
May the blessing of God be with you all.
最近纽约通过了同性恋合法化。
And recently, the New York State has legalized same-sex marriage.
那成为美国第六州合法化的一个州。
And it's the sixth state in America to legalize such marriage.
我们很多同龄也在纽约市工作。
And we have a lot of members working in New York.
我们住在这里也很关心这个议题。
And we living here, we also care about this topic.
几年前在加州一个叫做 Proposition 8, 它是在谈到是不是加州的居民同意同性恋合法化。
And several years back, there's a Proposition 8 in California. They also discuss about this topic.
那么当时的居民以大概50几对40几这样一个比例呢反对同性恋合法化。
And several years back, the residents, they voted for this topic, and it was 50-some percent versus 40-some percent, and the people who against it won.
那么后来他们在北加州的一个高中做了一个模拟的投票，看看年轻的一代对同性恋合法化的感觉是什么。
In North California, there is a university where they also casted a vote among their students to see, to survey what the students think.
话说到这些高中生他们很同情这些同性恋者所以下一代的人呢，越来越多的人认为可能会认为这是一个自己的一种private life， 他们自己的生活可以同情他们。
Sorry, the vote was casted in a high school. So a lot of these high school students, they feel sympathy towards these people, and they feel that it's a personal choice they have.
那么我们要来从圣经看这个问题。
And now we're going to look at this topic from the Bible.
圣经跟我们讲，我们活在这个世界要心意更新而变化。
And the Bible tells us that when we live in this earth, we have to renew ourselves.
我们的价值观是从圣经来，是从主耶稣的教训来。
And how we value things should be from the perspective of Lord Jesus.
所以我们从圣经来谈三点同性恋的议题。
So we're going to discuss three points for this topic.
我们来看一看圣经上讲同性恋，它是一个逆性的行为。
And the Bible says that homosexuality is against nature.
同性恋它是一个可以羞耻、可羞耻的罪。
And it's a very shameful sin.
那么我们对同性恋这个议题应该采取什么样的一个立场？
And what kind of stance should we have towards this topic?
我们就从圣经来看这三点。
And we will talk from the Bible.
Next slide. 那么圣经上神起初在造人的时候是造男造女。
In the beginning, God created a man and a woman.
我们来看创世纪第一章27节、28节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 and 28.
创世纪第一章27节、28节。
Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 and 28.
第一章27节、28节。
Chapter 1, verse 27 and 28.
神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。请读。
So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them.
所以神照他的形象造男又造女。
So God created male and female in his own image.
28节。神就祝福给他们，又对他们说：“要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地。”请读。
God blessed them and said to them, Be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it.
所以神让祝福他们的婚姻，让他们可以生很多的孩子。
So God blessed their marriage so that they can have offspring.
我们来看二章的二十四节。
Let's turn to chapter 2, verse 24.
二章二十四节。
Chapter 2, verse 24.
这提到亚当跟夏娃结婚的时候。
And this talks about the marriage of Adam and Eve.
那么神这样讲。
And this is what God said.
二十四节说，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，两人成为一体。
For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh.
所以男人跟女人成为夫妻之后成为一体。
So when men and women become husband and wife, they become one flesh.
那这个成为一体这是神祝福人生养众多的方法。
And this become one flesh is the method to having offsprings.
那么神也祝福动物他们也可以生养众多。
And God also blessed the animals to have offsprings.
所以第一章的二十二节这样讲。
So in chapter 1, verse 22, it says,
神就祝福给这一切滋生繁多，充满海中的水，雀鸟也要多生在地上。
God blessed them and said, Be fruitful and increase in number and fill the water in the sea and let the birds increase on the earth.
那么动物要繁殖很多也要透过这种一体的生活一体的行为。
And for animals to reproduce, a lot of them has to also become one flesh.
那么圣经上讲这是神祝福他们所以一体在神的眼光里面是如果是属于夫妻的那个就是神的祝福。
So this is the way that God blessed them so that they can be one flesh. And within a marriage, that is a blessing.
我们提过说呢，但是动物不是按照神的形象造的。
But animals were not created in the image of God.
所以他们在从事繁衍后代的这个生活呢，他们有时候是有很多的对象。有时候在你的眼前他们就开始有那个不雅的动作。
So, they're not created in the image of God, so sometimes when they reproduce, they will have many different mates, and they might not even care whether who is present.
那因为他们不是按照神的形象造的。
That is because they were not created in the image of God.
所以他们这样子在人面前做这些事情也不会觉得羞耻。
So when they meet in front of other people, they don't feel ashamed.
那我们也不可以说这些动物犯罪。
And we cannot say that these animals sin.
因为这是神祝福他们生养众多的方法。
Because that is the method in which God blessed them to have
offspring. 但是如果人也学动物这样做。
But if human, we learn from these animals.
这个在圣经讲叫做这个如果是尤其很多对象，这个是一种。淫乱的行为
or to have many mates, then that is adultery.
因为我们神造我们就有一个真理的仁义跟圣洁。
Because when God created us, He put in us truth and righteousness.
那神造男造女让他们成为一体。
So God created men and women so that they can become one.
所以我们说是 Adam and Eve, 不是 Adam and Steve.那是不一样的。
So it's Adam and Eve and not Adam and Steve.
所以不是男的跟男的是或者是女的跟女的。
It's not a man and a man nor a woman and a woman.
那神为什么这样做呢
？But why did God do it in this way?
因为男女不一样。
Because men and women are different.
所以他们在生活当中可以互补，可以互相帮助。
So in their lives they can complement one another.
我们来看创世纪第二章的十九节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 2, verse 19.
我们看十八节，十八节到十八节。
Let's turn to verse 18 first.
主神说，那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶，帮助他。
The Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him.
为了让人了解，其实人在动物界找不到真正心灵的帮助。
So in order for Adam, for men to know that he cannot find a suitable companion in animal kingdom. So God let Adam name all these animals.
我们看第二章的二十节。
So let's turn to chapter 2, verse 20.
那人便给一切牲畜和空中的飞鸟、野地的走兽都起了名字。
So the man gave names to all the livestock, the birds of the air, and all the beasts of the field.
只是那人没有遇见配偶帮助他。
But for Adam, no suitable helper was found.
所以你养再多的宠物呢，可能可以一下子啊，帮助你排除这个。无聊的时间。
So if you have a lot of pets, maybe they'll help you to make you not bored.
但是没有办法真正排除你心灵的寂寞。
But they cannot fill the hole that's in your heart.
因为他们没有办法做你心灵真正的帮助。
Because they cannot truly be a helper in your heart.
所以神才造一个不一样的跟男人不一样的女人。
So God created a person who is different from Adam.
所以呢，圣上讲啊，夫妻结婚之后呢，要按照知识彼此相对待。
So in the Bible it says, after men and women get married, they have to treat each other accordingly.
我们来看彼得前书三章的第七节。
Let's turn to First Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书三章的第七节。
First Peter chapter 3 verse 7.
三章七节。
Chapter 3 verse 7.
你们做丈夫的要按情理跟妻子同住，情理原文做知识，因为他比你软弱，与你一同承受生命之恩，所以要敬重他，这便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。请读。
Husbands, in the same way be considerate as you live with your wives and treat them with respect as the weaker partner and as heirs of with you of the gracious gifts of life, so that nothing will hinder your prayers. And in another translation, it said, knowledge.
所以因为男女不一样，我们住在一起必须要学习对方的需要。
And because men and women are different, so when they live together, they have to learn their partner.
那实际上彼得的意见是女人的肉体是比较软弱的。
And what Peter says that women are weaker in their flesh.
所以男人要照顾她，要按照知识来对待她。
So the man has to treat the woman with respect and with knowledge.
这边提到说敬重，男人也要敬重太太，不只是要求她而已。
And here it also says respect.
因为她跟我们是一同承受生命的恩呢。
Because there are heirs with you.
因为在神的眼前两人是一体的，所以他们一同承受神来的恩典。
And in the eyes of God, the two are one, and they receive the blessing from God together.
所以圣经告诉我们要学习相待，因为彼此不同又可以彼此互补。
And the Bible tells us that we have to learn to treat each other with respect, and we can complement one another.
所以男人通常是比较粗犷哦。
And sometimes men are usually more rough.
比较肮脏。
Might be more dirty.
比较不喜欢洗澡。
Might not like to take baths more often.
袜子比较喜欢乱丢。
And they might throw their socks around the house.
所以有人说，有时候男人像水牛一样啊。
And so some people say, men are like water buffaloes.
那有人说女人像蝴蝶。
And some people say women are like butterflies.
比较漂亮。
They're prettier.
比较脆弱。
And they're more fragile.
比较轻巧。
They're more agile.
比较爱干净。
They like cleanliness.
所以男人真的跟女人不一样。
So men and women are truly different.
但是 buffalo 跟 butterfly 他们在一起在田野当中就可以谱成一幅非常美丽的图画。
But on the fields, a picture of a water buffalo and a butterfly.It's very pretty.
这个就是谈到互助跟互补。
And this is talking about complementing one each other.
那如果男人跟男人，或是女人跟女人组成这样的一个关系在圣经上看，这是违反 nature， 违反是一种逆性的行为。
And if a man and man or a woman and woman form this kind of relationship, it's against nature.
我们看罗马书一章的二十六节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter.
罗马书一章二十六节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 26.
二十六节二十七节。
Verse 26, 27.
二十六节二十七节。
Verse 26 and 27.
请你读。
Because of this, God gave them over to shameful lusts. Even their women exchanged natural relations for unnatural ones. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed indecent acts with another man and received in themselves the due penalty for their perversion.
这个应该不是 NKJV 哈。这个这个男人去了女人顺性的用处啊，这个英文叫 natural use of woman 啊。如果我没有，我虽然先 NKJV 哈，应该就是 natural use of woman 哈，就是那个女人呐、啊、跟男人在一起，她有一个 natural 的，有一个顺性的啊 use， 有个顺性的用处。
In another version, it says that the man forsook the natural use of a woman.
从生理结构来讲，这个是男女在一起，这是非常 natural 的哦，是顺性的。
In biology, when a man and woman come together, it's in accordance to nature.
那男人跟男人在一起，享受夫妻的行为，那个是非常不顺性的。非常逆性的。
And for a man and a man to commit such relations act, then it's against nature.
我们有时候想一想，会觉得，如果没有被社会上同化，你也有时候会觉得说，哎，这样做实在是不太妥，因为那是大肠的末端哈，里面有时候会有嘟嘟啊，那怎么办呢？这个有时候想一想，你都觉得不对啦，这个是逆性的啦。
So, if without the influence of the media, if you just think about it from a common sense, it's really awkward.
所以你看同性恋哦，很多时候都发生在监狱里面。
And for homosexuality, a lot of times it's committed in prison.
那为什么？因为在监狱里面，他们关人是关同性的，关在一起。
And the reason being, they do not put male prisoners with female prisoners.
所以没有顺性的用处啊，他们因为情欲的关系啊，就发展成逆性的一种方法。
And because of their lust, they develop this kind of relation.
实际上没有用同性的这种相爱啊，把它形容是一种爱哈，实际上没有这样讲。
In the Bible did not describe the relation between homosexual people as love.
你看到二十七节，他是说他不是爱哦，他是欲火攻心，彼此贪恋哦。
Because in 27 it says it did not talk about love, it rather said inflamed with lust.
早期啊，在台湾五十年前，大家都很保守。
And 50 some years ago in Taiwan, people are very conservative.
那同性恋发生的地方一般是在公共厕所的地方，或是公共澡堂的地方。
And such homosexual acts are usually happen in public washrooms or public bath places.
那个对象都是陌生人呢、啊。
And usually people would commit such acts.
那跟陌生人怎么可能会有一种爱呢？
And with strangers, how can you talk about love?
所以从那个早期的发展，我们就知道，这真的是圣经上所说的是欲火攻心彼此贪恋。
And from that, we know that it is just inflamed with lust.
所以今天我们要对神的一个说法要一个了解，神要人呐、啊，男的就是男的，女的就是女的
So we have to have
a
very clear understanding of what God perceives men and women, and men is men and women is men, woman.
我们看《生命记》的二十二章第三节。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 22.
生命记二十二章第三节。
Deuteronomy chapter 22 verse 3.
第五节，对不起，二十二章第五节。
Chapter 22 verse 5.
二十二章第五节。
Chapter 22 verse 5.
妇女不可穿戴男子所穿戴的，男子也不可穿妇女的衣服，因为这样行都是主你神所憎恶的。请读。
A woman must not wear man's clothing, or a man wear woman's clothing, for the Lord your God detests anyone who does these.
神不喜欢人啊，男女不分。
God do not like people to not know their gender.
在旧约时代呢，女人不可以穿男人的衣服，男人不可以穿女人的衣服。
In Old Testament, a woman shall not wear a man's clothing, nor men wear women's clothing.
有一个外教会很保守的朋友来到我们当中。
And there is a very conservative,
friend,
a friend who come among us.
啊，问我小弟一个问题啊。
And he asked me a question.
他说你们教会的姐妹怎么穿裤子呢？
He asked, how come the sisters in your church wear pants?
啊，当然他是指着这一节在讲的。
And he was talking to this regarding to this verse.
我跟他解释啊，其实在这个时代里面啊，你能穿裤子不会让人家以为是男人啊。
And I tell him that, you know, in our age,When women wear pants, people don't think that they're men.
啊，但是呢，在我们的这种可以接受度里面呢，如果男人留长头发啊，从背后看，有时候会像女人呢。
And but rather when some men when they have long hair from the back, they might seem like they're women.
啊，所以哥林多前书十一章说，你们的本性不是也告诉你们，男人留长头发是他的羞耻吗
？So in First Corinthians, it also says.Isn't a man having a long hair is also his shame?
啊，所以这个圣经上的精神我们是要守的，就是说，神要男的就像男的，女的看起来就像女的，这样子男女有别的，有分别的。
So we have to keep the concept and attitude of the Bible verse that a man shall look like a man and women shall act.
啊，神造男造女，他所造的不是不男不女啊。
When God created men and women, He created them very differently.
啊，在泰国啊，有一种人啊，有一种男人啊，他们为了避免去当兵。
And in Thailand, there are some men because they did not want to be drafted to the army.
啊，他们就去吃一种叫做女儿草啊，就是一种植物啊，吃下去那个胸部会变得像女人的胸部啊。
So they eat a type of grass, and after they eat it, they'll have women breasts.
那后来他们也常常去从事这个演艺的事业，有时候穿起女人的衣服来，比女人还要女人呢。
And sometimes they'll wear women clothing, and then they become popular.
啊，我们称这种人叫做人妖。
And these are, that type of person.
啊 ，shemale 哈。
A shemale.
哎，人妖其实是人呐，不是妖啦。
And a shemale is actually a person.
但是呢，看起来妖里妖气的，所以叫人妖啦。
And in Chinese, it's like a person monster.
那我们这个在神眼中看起来，这个就是不男不女啊。
And in the eyes of God, that is neither a man nor a woman.
啊，所以我常在想，这些人要上洗手间，不晓得去男的地方还是女的地方啊。
And I often thought whether they would go to a male washroom or a female washroom.
啊，这个是逆性的行为。
And this is against nature.
那所以逆性的行为的一种结合啊，啊是没有办没有神的祝福就不能生孩子。
And when they come together, because it's against nature, they do not have the blessing of God.
啊，所以男同性恋者呢，啊，他必须要借助这个代孕母，啊，借助女人的啊肚子啊来怀孕。
So for male couples, they will have to borrow some other woman's womb to have offspring.
啊，女同性恋者呢，就要借助精子银行啊，这样来传言啊，繁衍后代。
And for lesbian couples, they'll need to have sperm from the sperm bank.
啊，这个就告诉我们，没有神的祝福，是用人的方法啊，在从事人的行为。
And without the blessing of God, they can only go about in their own methods.
那这样生下来孩子啊，也没有啊这个 role model 男跟女的啊一些啊就是一方的 model 来学习哦。
And when the children are born, they don't have a good role model to learn about the gender.
啊，所以这是逆性的行为。
So this is against nature.
我们再来看啊，圣经上讲这是可羞耻的情欲。
And the Bible also said this is a shameful lust.
我们来看罗马书第一章的二十六节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 1 verse 26.
26节27节你仔细读啊，26节有一句话叫做可羞耻的情欲。
In Romans chapter 1 verse 26, there's this one phrase that it says, shameful lusts.
那27节又同样重复这一句话。
In 27, it repeated the same thing.
啊，我们请读啊，再读一次。
Because of this, God gave them over to shameful lusts. Even their women exchanged natural relations for unnatural ones. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed indecent acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalty for their perversion.
啊，这个在中文里面呢，啊，一直重复，这是可羞耻的行为。
In Chinese version, it keeps on repeating that this is shameful.
我们看创世纪二章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 2.
这个谈到神在谈到亚当跟夏娃他们结为夫妻之后。
And this talks about after they become husband and wife.
那么当时夫妻两人呢，赤身肉体啊，不觉得羞耻。二章的二十五节。
In chapter 2, verse 25, it says, the man and his wife were both naked, and they felt no shame.
啊，真的，我们除非良心把它泯灭掉了，所以很多人参加所谓的那些啊，在海边哦，有的人。赤身肉体不觉得羞耻，我想那是泯灭良心。如果是有一点良心，你在外人面前赤身，这是很羞耻的事情。
If you have a clear conscience, then you will feel shameful to be naked in front of other people.
但是夫妻在一起呢，赤身呢，不觉得羞耻。
But between husband and wife, when you're naked, you're not shameful.
那无论人觉得羞不羞耻这个同性恋的行为在神的眼中都是羞耻的。
And whether the people themselves feel shameful or not, but in the eyes of God, when lesbian or gay couples come together, God feel that God.
那所以在旧约里面呢，神是用相当严厉的处罚来对待这样的罪。
So in the Old Testament, God will punish such sins.
我们来看创世纪的十八章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 18.
十八章的二十节。
Chapter 18, verse 20.
这个说神在看索多玛跟俄摩拉他们的罪恶神在说他听到了，他要来看一看呢。
And this God here, he heard about the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah, and so that he's going to come down and take a look.
后来他就派两个天使到这个罪恶的城市到罗德那边去。
So he sent two angels to Lot.
那这个两个天使看起来应该是像男的。
The two angels should look like male.
那你看哦，我们看十九章第四节。
Let's turn to chapter 19, verse 4.
十九章第四节。
Chapter 19, verse 4.
他们还没有躺下，索多玛城各处的人，连老带少，都来围住那个房子。第五节。
Verse 5.
呼叫罗德说：“今日晚上到你这里来的人在哪里呢？把他们带出来，任我们所为。”第六节，罗德出来把门关上，到众人来说。第七节说：“众弟兄，请你们不要做这恶事。”这个连老带少，罗德称他们是众弟兄啊。
And these people, both young and old, Lot called them my friends.
不是 my brothers 哈。
Or in Chinese, my brothers.
众弟兄，这个都是这些人都是男人呐。
And these are all men.
所以他们就是要。要这两个天使把他们来做一些不好的事情哦。
So they wanted to have sex with the two angels.
所以第五节谈到说呢，把他们带出来，任我们所为。
So in verse 5 it says, "We'll bring them out to us so that we can have sex with them."
所以你读的是你的翻译吗？这个翻译就讲得很清楚了哈。他说带他们出来，我们要跟他们同房了。
So in English is very clear.
那在 NKJV 就是说把他们带出来我们要 know them 要认识他们
and
要 know them
in NKJV it says bring them out so that we can know them
那这个 know them 呢如果你仔细查圣经在旧约出现九百多次
if you look into the Old Testament the phrase knowing someone come out 900 sometimes
948次了
948 times
那其实在指着 know them 指着这个亲密行为呢大概有152次左右
And there are 100 some times when it mentioned knowing them, it talks about actually it's talking about having sex.
那这个152处呢，只有两个地方受持是男人呐、啊，就是说在这种亲密行为当中呢，这一节是其中一节那个受持就是那个受持是男的。
And in this 152 times, only two times is talking about having male and male relations
那算是告诉我们这个有些解经家说这些人只是要这两个人出来有一个联谊的活动其实不是这样子的
And some people say that no, they're just going to have a fellowship, but in actual fact, it's not
所以罗德说你们不要做这恶事罗德自己讲这是恶事
So that's why Lot says, please don't do this wicked thing
那新约的作者把这个说成一种逆性的恶事
And in the New Testament, it says this is an against nature.
我们看犹大书，犹大书的这个新约的作者这样讲，第七节。
Let's look at Jude verse 7.
犹大书第七节。
Jude 7.
犹大书第七节，启示录前面哈，犹大书第七节，353页。
Jude verse 7.
又如所多玛、俄摩拉和周围城邑的人，也照他们一味的行淫，随从逆性的情欲，就受永火的刑罚作为见解。请读。
In a similar way, Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding towns gave themselves up to sexual immorality and perversion. They serve as an example of those who suffer the punishment.
所以犹大很清楚，他们不是同乐晚会了，是一种啊，把两个天使抓出来哈，然后做这种集体的。这种 gang rape 这种不好的行为啊。
So what they wanted to do with the angels were not just having a fellowship, but they wanted to gang rape them.
所以圣经上讲啊，这个城市连十个义人都没有。
So that's why the Bible says in that city there were not even 10 righteous persons.
那这样的罪啊，我们刚提到是说逆性的，而且是可羞耻的，所以神啊。对这样的罪呢，他在旧约里面是严厉处罚的。
And this kind of sin, as we have discussed, is shameful and perverse. And in the Old Testament, God has great punishment.
我们来看利未记十八章二十二节。
Let's turn to Leviticus.
利未记十八章二十二节。
Leviticus verse chapter 18 verse 22.
十八章二十二节。
Chapter 18 verse 22.
我们读到二十三节。
22 to 23.
二十二节，不可以男人苟合，像与女人一样，这本是可憎恶的。二十三节，不可以受淫合，玷污自己，女人也不可站在兽前与他淫合，这本是逆性的事。哦，这里提到呢，男人跟男人，女人跟兽，这个都是逆性的事情。
This saying that men should not lie with another man and people should not have sexual relations with animals.
那这个我们看二十章哦，神怎么样来惩罚这些事情呢
？And let's look at the punishment, which is in chapter 20.
二十章的十三节到十六节。
Chapter 20, verse 13 to 16.
十三节到十六节。
13 to 16.
人若与男人苟合，像与女人一样，他们两人行了可憎的事，总要把他们致死，罪要归到他们身上。十四节。
14.
人若娶妻并娶其母。便是大罪，要把这三人用火焚烧，使他们使你们中间免去大恶。十五节，人若已受淫合，总要致死他，也要杀那兽。我们到这里就好。所以这些罪都是致死的罪。
So these are very detestable sins, and the punishment is death.
我们要看神对这些罪的看法是什么哈。
We have to examine what God.How God perceived this sin.
圣经上一直重复，这是可羞耻的罪。
Bible keeps on repeating that this is shameful sin.
那你把那个圣经上所有的恶哈，有谈到可羞耻的，还包括哪一些呢
？So what other sins are shameful?
那你就是知道说同性恋跟这些罪呢，在神的眼中是一样的一样的一个 level.
So you can tell that which level, what kind of other crimes are considered the same level.
强暴是可羞耻的罪 ，rape.
So rape is one thing.
行淫是可羞耻的罪。
Adultery is another.
妓女是可羞耻的。
Prostitution.
露体是可羞耻的，如果不是夫妻之间哦。
Being naked.
这个所以同性恋的一个在神眼中看起来就是跟这些同等的是可羞耻的。
So homosexuality is similar to these things.
那说致死其实就是用石头打死。
And when it says when it says death, that means you take a stone.
那实际上哪些罪也是同样用石头打死的呢
？And what other sins warrant stoning to death?
当一个人把他的孩子烧给偶像，用石头打死。
And when parents give their child and burn as offerings.
当一个人去交鬼，用石头打死。
When they use sorcery.
当一个人咒骂父母，用石头打死。
When they curse their parents.
当然，行淫用石头打死。
And adultery.
那所以我们有看到同性恋的罪的严重性，跟我们刚刚所列出来的这几个罪的严重性是同样严重的。
So the severity of sin of homosexuality is the same level as all these other sins I just.
所以今天我们到新约要懂得神的心意是什么。
So now that we're in the New Testament, we also have to understand the attitude and.
在同性恋的世界里面，他们会这样怒吼，他们会这样发出一种不平的声音。
And within the homosexual people, they will roar and they will.
他说：“爱一个人难道有错吗
？”Is it wrong for me to love someone？
难道你不可以给我有自由来选择我喜欢过的生活吗
？Can I have the freedom to choose the lifestyle I want？
你为什么要审判我呢 ？Judge 我呢
？Why would you want to judge me？
如果我们不能用圣经来有一个明确的观点人世间很多事情我们都没有办法 judge。
And if we do not have the Bible as our guideline, there are many things in earth that we cannot judge.
如果我们不能 judge, 我们不能 comment 说同性恋是错的。
If we cannot judge and discern that homosexuality is wrong,
那是不是我们也不能 comment 或 judge 跟受淫儿是错的呢？
Then,
这也是他的一个lifestyle 的 choice 啊，也是他自己的一个选择啊。
Then the same way we will not be able to judge that having sexual relations with animals is wrong.
啊，如果可以立法说同性是合法的，那么以后是不是可以立法跟动物也是合法的呢？
So if now, right now, we pass the law that having homosexual marriage is legal, then what about in the future when people want to marry their pets?
啊，所以我们不能讲说哦，人的自由思想是这样子的，我们就没有一个是非的标准、审判的观念。
And we should not say that we have the freedom to choose. Therefore, there is no guideline between what's right.
其实这个时代是一个性开放的罪恶的时代。
And this generation is a generation that's very open to sexual perversion.
有时候我们故事听多了，我们对人也同情，我们有时候是非观念也没有了。
Sometimes we listen to many people's stories, and then the borderline becomes blurred. We don't know.
所以我们有时候要对罪有更有一颗敏感的心。
So we have to have a more sensitive heart to what's right and wrong.
啊，圣经讲不可以犯奸淫。
The Bible says you shall not commit adultery.
啊，所以犯奸淫的啊，从圣经上的观念来讲，就是称他为奸夫跟淫妇，这是很不好听的话。
So for the people who commit adultery, they're adulterous people.
那现在的人已经不这样讲了，不讲这些叫做奸夫淫妇了。
And now in our, today in our society, we do not refer to those people as adulterous people anymore.
我们说这个人有外遇。
We said this person has an affair.
外面遇到的，不小心遇到的，嘿。
And in Chinese, is you know you just have an affair.
我们说这个人有婚外情。
And this person has a relation outside of marriage.
你要承认啊，它也是一种情感啦。
And this is also a relationship.
我们说这是一只红杏出墙来啊。一枝红杏出墙来，就是 很好听的。一枝漂亮的花从墙上翻过去啊。
It's a very beautiful flower that flip over the wall.
那这个就是我们把罪把它美化了，把那个观念把它美化了。
And we're making sin look beautiful than it actually is.
那有人会讲说，那这个你要同情他们嘛，因为他们生下来就是这样子啦。
And some people say you must have sympathy to them because they were born this way.
对人本身我们真的是同情的，但是对罪我们真的是要厌恶的。
We should be sympathetic to the people themselves, but not to the sin.
但是我们要知道，有一个人有一些倾向，不代表人可以做那些事情。
But we have to understand this. When you have the urge to do something, that doesn't mean it makes it right.
有的人生下来就有比较暴力的倾向。
Some people are naturally more violent.
那不能说因为你有暴力的倾向，杀人是对的啊。
And you cannot say you're born more violently. That's why it's okay for you to go murder.
有的人生下来他就可能比较喜欢赌博。
And some people might like to gamble.
那我们也不能讲说，那这样是个合法化，或是这样做是对的啊。
And then we cannot say, yeah, this is perfectly fine.
所以有一个倾向不代表我们可以去做是对的。
So when we have a natural urge to do something, that does not mean that we can do it.
当我们用神的眼光来看事情的时候，
When we view things with God's perspective,
我们才知道是跟灰、黑跟白是什么。
Then we can understand what is white and what's black, what's right and what's
wrong. 那我们今天真耶稣教会对这个同性恋应该有什么样的一个态度？
So as True Jesus Church members, what kind of perspective should we have?
我们刚才已经讲过了，第一点就是我们要同情罪人，要接受罪人，但是我们要恨恶罪。
The first is that we have to accept the sinners, but not their sins.
今天如果有很多同性恋者要到我们这边来聚会
，So today if there are other homosexual people that they want to come to our church to have service,
他们来这边敬拜神，来这边悔改，我们应该打开双手要来接纳他们。
If they want to come and repent and to have service andWorship God with us. We have to accept them.
因为主耶稣本来就是罪人的朋友啊。
Because Jesus originally, he said.
当然，我们受洗归入耶稣基督啊，就不要再犯这样的罪了。
But of course, after we baptize into Christ, we shall not continue to commit such sins.
我们看路加福音七章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 7.
路加福音七章。
Luke chapter 7.
Next slide, please. 路加福音七章。
Gospel of Luke chapter 7.
34节。
Verse 34.
34节。
34.
七章三十四节。人子来也吃也喝，你们说他是贪食好酒的人啊，是税吏和罪人的朋友。人家说耶稣是税吏跟罪人的朋友。
So people, when Jesus came, people said that Jesus was a friend of tax collectors and sinners.
那么耶稣啊，自己也讲说呢，有病的不需要医生了。
And Jesus himself
没有病的不需要医生了，有病的才需要医生。
Someone who's healthy doesn't need a doctor, but those who are ill needs a doctor.
所以耶稣来是拯救罪人的。
So when Jesus came, he came to save the sinners.
所以任何我们刚提到任何在人间以为多，在神眼中以为多羞耻的事情，耶稣来都替这些人死了。
So when we're talking about the sins, the detestable sins that God detests, but these sins, God, Jesus bore on the cross for us.
所以任何人要来悔改、认罪、受洗，我们都要啊感谢啊接受，要欢迎。
So whoever wants to come and repent and baptize into Christ, we have to accept them.
小弟几年前到肯亚去哈。
And several years ago, I went to Kenya.
肯亚四个女人当中，有一个女人有艾滋病。
And every one out of four women, they have AIDS. Every one out of four.
因为这种，他们有时候这个艾滋病，有时候是借着针头感染的，有时候是借着性不道德感染的。
And some of these illness are spread by needles, and some are by adulterous acts.
他们也到教会来悔改受洗。也洗脚哦。
And they come to church and they repent and they receive foot wash.
那个我们这里的洗脚礼哈，当然也是洗脚礼了。不过在非洲的洗脚礼真的是在洗脚，因为那个没有穿鞋子，脚真的很脏，所以你真的是在洗脚啊。
And there, when you're foot washing, it's really you're washing their feet.
那你知道那个艾滋病哈，如果你手上有伤口，那他们的脚也有伤口，常常他们的身体都有伤口了。
And if you're, you know, when they have AIDS, and if they have wounds on their hand, on their feet, and you have wounds on your hand.
这个洗脚礼就，我就问一个传道说，那这个洗脚礼要不要戴手套啊？
And I ask a preacher there, then do we have to wear gloves when we're washing their feet?
他说，哎呀，我们也是要有信心啊，信心就有信心了。
That preacher said,
也是一样用的洗脚啊。
You have to have faith, and we have to have faith, and so we wash for them.
说爱，这个就是，在那边我看到一些传道人对信徒的爱啊。
And so this is the love, and the love I saw there.
有的人反对这个堕胎的，所以一颗炸弹带去那个堕胎医生的 clinic， 就把他们那个 clinic 把它炸掉。
And some people are against abortion, so they take a bomb and they bomb the abortion clinic.
有人反对同性恋知道朋友同性恋那一些人就把他围起来，趁着人不在，毒打一顿。
And some people they're against homosexuality, so when they figure out someone is homosexual, they beat them up.
这个不是圣经的方法。
And that is not a biblical method.
主耶稣爱罪人哦。
Because Jesus loves sinners.
但是当我们谈到人要爱的时候呢，我们不要失去那个公义的心哦，神公义的心哦，不要失去。
So even if we're talking about loving one another, we should not lose the justice heart.
是非要从圣经来看。
We have to be able to discern from the Bible.
我们看犹大书。
Let's turn back to Jude.
犹大书二十三节。
Jude verse 23.
犹大书二十三节。
Jude 23.
我们从二十二节开始来读。
Starting from 22.
犹大书二十二节、二十三节。
Jude 22:23.
有些人存疑心，你们要怜悯他们。二十三节。有些人，你们要从火中抢出来救他们。有些人，你们要存惧怕的心怜悯他们。连那被情欲沾染的衣服也当厌恶。请读二十三节。
Be merciful to those who in doubt snatch others from the fire and save them. To others show mercy mixed with fear.Hating even the clothing stained by corrupted flesh.
真的有些人，我们真的是要把他们抢救出来嘞。
Some of the people, we really have to snatch them out.
因为他们在危险当中，赶快把他们救出来。
Because they're in danger, so we have to snatch them out.
有些你要怕你会跟他们一样被他们同化。
Sometimes you have to fear, mixed with fear, because you don't want to be assimilated.
那那个情欲的衣服沾染的衣服，那衣服就是行为哦，衣服代表行为，有那个情欲的、沾染的行为呢，那个行为我们本身呢要厌恶。
And the clothing that means was just their deeds stained by corrupted flesh, which is the lust. We have to hate that.
在一般人的经验里面哦，其实很多同性恋者哦，无论是男的女的，他们都很耐受。真的特别 nice， 他们做人啊，做人特别 nice。
So if you look, a lot of people who are homosexual, they're actually really nice people.
哎，真的对人很好的。
They are really nice people.
啊，所以对这个人呢、啊，我们本身
really nice to other people.
是同情的，是要爱他的，但是对那个行为，我们真的要小心哈、
哦。So we have to be sympathetic to them, and but we have to hate the deeds.
你看犹大不流便、啊、他是一个很好的很好的人、啊哦、就是从这种从对人来讲他是一个很好的人、啊、
And Reuben was a very good person.
你看大家都要麦弟弟啊，他就是他跟犹大有不同的意见、啊
only when all the other brothers were going to sell Joseph, only him and Judah had different perspective.
当他们被关出来流便第一句话就讲说这个跟我们以前、哦、我们应该要悔改跟我们以前卖弟弟有关系了。
And when they were put into prison, he was the first one to say, that was because we sold our brothers.
因为这个人心肠太好了，那个他的爸爸一个使女、哦、一个太太使女、啊、可能平常也没什么人关心、啊、他也去关心、啊
So maybe he's such a good person that, you know, his father's concubine, he also showed kindness to her.
关心到最后就玷污了父亲的床。
And then at last he committed sexual sins with her.
就失去了长子的名分了。
And he lost his firstborn.
所以有时候好人是好人，但是如果他的好逾越了道德道理的界限、啊、我们真的对那个罪本身要厌恶的。
So even if a person is so nice, but if they're so nice to a point that they commit sin, then we have to detest the sin.
我看到我们有的弟兄姐妹、哦、对罪非常敏感。
We see that some brothers and sisters they're very sensitive to sin.
我们有一个没有结婚的弟兄、啊、他买了一个房子。
There's an unmarried brother. He bought a house.
他选房客、啊、要先问说你的这个。你的家庭状况婚姻状况怎么样
And before he when he's interviewing his tenants he would ask them their family background their marital status
如果有带 有一些不正不道德的行为、啊、这位弟兄不租给他们的
And if they're not that ethical then this brother will not rent out his house to them
今天、哦、在这个社会上、哦、你讲同性恋是罪是错的已经是 politically wrong 了今天在这个社会上已经你如果讲这个是错的这个在政治上已经是、在很多地方已经是不对了这样讲是不对了
And in many states if you go out and say homosexuality is wrong then you're politically incorrect、
在美国南部、啊、有个牧师、啊在那个保守的社会里面、讲同性恋是错的结果最后被逼辞职、啊、所以被逼离职、啊、
And there's a pastor in Southern America where he said inside the states, in the southern states, he said that homosexuality is wrong, then he was forced to resign.
在某些国家，你讲敢再讲来讲，这个是错的，是罪，啊，可能有人诉你啊，你可能就是到监狱里面去了。
And sometimes in some countries, if you were to say that this is wrong, then people might sue you and you might end up in the prison.
那因为这样子，我们就失去了道德的勇气，或者是阐述道德的心吗？
But should we lose our courage because of this?
我想我们对道理啊，应该有一个真正的了解。
So we have to have a clear understanding of the Bible.
我们刚提到说，我们欢迎任何的人来到教会。
Just as I mentioned, we welcome anyone who wants to come to church.
因为呢，我们相信主耶稣有力量改变一个人的心。
Because we believe that Jesus has the power to change a person's heart.
使徒行传一章八节谈到说，圣灵降在你们身上，你们就必得着力量。
And in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, it says that when the Holy Spirit come upon you, you will have power.
所以圣灵降在我们身上，我们实心呢、啊、就变成肉心呢、啊。
And when the Holy Spirit come upon us, our stone heart will become flesh.
圣灵好像火，可以把我们心里面的杂质把它焚烧掉。
And Holy Spirit is like fire; it can cleanse our heart.
所以今天我们来到神面前，是可以做一个新的人。
So when we come in front of God, we can become a new person.
在真耶稣教会里面我们也真的有看到 啊、改变的一个事实。
And in True Jesus Church, I can see this change.、
啊、你看到有些、啊、青年、啊、他们真的后来、啊、不但改变了、啊，也结婚 也生孩子、啊。
And there are some、youth, not only they changed, later they got married as well.、
啊、因为他们常常在圣灵里面祷告。
Because they often pray in the Holy Spirit.
而是我们要相信神有办法。
So we have to believe that God has the method and power.、
啊、但是也要从圣经上来了解、啊、同性恋、啊、在神的眼中是一个什么样的状况。
But we also have to learn、about this topic, whether how God perceives it.、
啊、它是一种逆性的行为。
It's against nature.
它是可羞耻的罪。
It's a shameful sin.
我们对罪人要接受。
We have to accept the sinners.
但是对罪要厌恶。
But we have to hate the sin.
起来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
323首。
323. 323. 323. 323.
坐下。
Let's all be seated.、
我们八月二十四号、哦、开始有灵恩布道会。
I'm starting August 24th. We'll have spiritual evangelical service.
灵恩布道会是我们、弟兄姐妹灵性复苏的一个、好机会。
And evangelical service as well as spiritual convocation is a very good opportunity for us to revive our faith.
也是我们传福音的一个好机会。
It is also an opportunity to spread the gospel.
我们一年才两次。
We only have the evangelical service.
我们弟兄姐妹，我们整个教会应该以这个、做我们服事神的一个重点、目标。
And this should be a major goal in our servitude for God.、
这应该是这两次应该是我们地方教会、啊、一年以来最重要的盛会。
And this event is the most important event.、
重要的盛会，我们弟兄姐妹、啊、要预备来迎接神。
And we have to prepare ourselves to receive God.、
我们要预备来吹角，来传福音，传警告。
And we have to prepare ourselves so that we can.Call out to the people and spread the warning and spread the gospel.
那预备的方法、就是我们要、加强祷告，求神亲自动工。
And for us to prepare is to pray and ask God to help us.、
预备就是要加强宣道。我们有什么好朋友、我们要请他们、8月24号、礼拜三晚上、四晚上、五晚上、六晚上能够来听一系列的、神的福音。
And we have to invite our friends to come to service for、starting August 24th, which is Thursday, Friday.
那预备也就是说我们自己要立志，如果你有时间、可以在礼拜五白天来参加灵恩会。
And if we have to set a determination, if we're able, we have to come for the Friday morning service.
预备就是说、在那个、礼拜天的、这个圣餐典礼、我们也要准备心。来领受圣餐，让主与我们能够成为一体。
And we also have to prepare our hearts so that on Sunday when we receive the Holy Communion, God can be with us.
以色列百姓、在西乃山迎神的时候呢、摩西特别交代他们要预备三天。
And in Mount Sinai, when God is going to meet with the people, Moses told the people to prepare themselves for three days.
这三天当中要洗衣服。
In these 3 days, they have to wash their clothes.
在行为上面、家庭生活里面要过圣洁的生活。
In their deeds and in their family, they have to be holy.
只我们剩下一个月而已哦。
We only have 1 month left.
总会给我们一份公函，就是在一个月之前鼓励啊，动员弟兄姐妹啊，为这样善工啊，大家一起来祷告啊，一起来准备啊，这样一个事工。
And the GA has sent out an official letter encouraging the brothers and sisters to prepare and to pray for this matter.
他信中呢、鼓励、职务人员能够一天呢、为这个事情进食一餐。
And encourage the church workers
来祷告、进食祷告。
The board members to fast 1 meal a day for this.
也鼓励众弟兄姐妹、能够为这个事情、每天为这个事情祷告一段时间，我们可以祷告30分钟。
And encourage your brothers and sisters to pray for this matter for 30 minutes a day.
我们来到这边，我们是、代表我们爱神，我们尊敬神。
And we come to church today because we love God.
今天神的家有大事要办。
And now in the house of God, there is going to be a big event.
我们报答神就是尽一点心意、为神的家、来齐心努力。
And how do we repay God? We have to put forth our efforts.
所以我们要常常为这样的大会来祷告。
So we have to often pray for this matter.
因为很多弟兄姐妹、为这种大会在祷告。
Because there are many brothers and sisters praying for this event.
所以我们常常看到在灵部大会有时候有迷失的羊回来受造就。
So that sometimes we will see some lost sheep coming back.
有时候我们看到意外的神就拣选了一些感动一些人的心来拣选一些灵魂。
And sometimes God will move the people and then some people will become baptized.
因为救灵魂改变心这不是人的口才人的努力可以做就是这样就可以达到的。
And it's not from our words that we can change people's heart nor move people to become baptized.
因为圣经上讲不是依靠势力不是依靠才能。
Because it's not by might nor by talent.
是依靠神的灵方能成事。
But by the power and Holy Spirit of God.
所以既然这样子让我们一起把我们的心绑紧圣经上讲gird your mind。把我们的心用一个袋子把它绑起来。
So we have to pray to God so that we can gird out our mind.
为这个事情来警醒来祷告。
And to be alert and to pray for this event.
来与神同工。
And to work with God.
使神的殿充满了荣耀。
So God's house can be filled with glory.
使参加的人充满喜乐。
So the people who come and attend will be filled with joy.
我们一起同心为这些事情为朋友为弟兄姐妹来祷告。
So let's now pray for this event.
我们一起同心跪下祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray in one accord.